When the board met in November, it was supposed to vote on whether to approve compressor station construction in Buckingham. But the Sierra Club's Jessica Sims says some members raised concerns.
That day, a motion was made to postpone the hearing. And during that interim, Governor Northam removed two of the air control board members.
After a public outcry, Northam said the new people he appointed would not vote on this project. So the decision will fall to four other members. They must consider the possibility of air pollution from the compressor, which state regulators say would not exceed safe limits set by the EPA, and they must decide if it's fair to build the compressor station in a low-income African-American community. The pipeline's main builder, Dominion, looked at census data for the area and dismissed that issue, but the Sierra Club's Gustavo Angeles says there's more recent data than the 2010 census.
Another study has been done recently, door-to-door, to get more specific data. Using these numbers, you can see that this is a majority African-American community.
If the Air Board issues a permit, opponents say they'll ask the Water Quality Board to reconsider its permit in light of erosion problems linked to the Mountain Valley Pipeline.
Currently, the Mountain Valley Pipeline has over 300 violations that have been documented and are part of a lawsuit that's been brought by Attorney General Mark Herring.
Lawsuits against the project could also block the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. I'm Sandy Houseman.